It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a 5-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Bring this one over the finish line into Young. Young with the ball. Young, the step back three. Good. It's all over.
The Dallas Mavericks get another win. And Anthony Davis goes off against Atlanta. Good morning, Metroplex. This is the Commercial Free Expressway with Sean and RJ. We got our Cowboys insider, Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Aiden in the back. Thank you for turning on the Fan Cam, Twitch, and YouTube, and hopefully you win these Tolo tickets that we're about to give away right around neighborhood watch time. Mike Florio, ProFootballTalk.com. He got the response from Micah's agent after the Jerry Jones disrespect. Florio will join us at 8 o'clock this morning. Anthony Davis with 34, 15, and 5 over Atlanta, and everyone just needs to come to terms with the Mavericks as a play-in team.
We ain't done yet.
It's so...
You are, Mark, but...
You are done. Yeah, you're done. You especially.
No, I saw Mark in the tunnel. One of our Tolos, I think it was Kevin, was like, look at him fist pumping AD. So Mark is still there attending.
He's still there. But he thought it was a weak fist bump. He's like, do you think this was AD blowing him off? He just kind of gave him the half-hearted knuckle touch.
No, that was Kevin overlooking, overhyping that.
It's there. Resign yourself to the fact they're going to go to the play-in. And, you know, they might win it. They might win the play-in game. And then they'll...
Against Sacramento.
And then they would have the loser of 7-8, whoever that winds up being. Memphis and...
Clippers.
And look, I mean, if LA is healthy, that actually, there's some juice there if LA is healthy. But
yeah, Luka always kills the Clippers.
I know. Luka always does kill the Clippers. Way, so we'll see what happens there. Maybe he'll come back for the day.
Okay, you say they might win the play-in. They might win it all. We don't know what the diets have been like for the rest of the Western Conference. Nico's been on top of them, making sure they're getting all their complex carbs, the necessary ones, no fatty carbs.
And the return of Derek Lively as well. So all the bigs are back. Especially Anthony Davis, after he had his eye bloodied yesterday by Gafford. That was big on big crime there.
Yeah, they can't get out of their own way over there at the Mavericks. And so he got the elbow to the eye and had to leave for a little bit. He came back out. He was doing his post-game interview with a giant bandage right over his eye and was He was he looked good. 30 minutes too. He put that stat line up in 30 minutes flat. He's really good when he's locked in and he's healthy.
That was an impressive game winner. Said he had been battling through some mental stuff, but the Mavs get the victory over the Hawks. And general manager Trae Young,
assistant general manager Trae Young. How about that? He is now the assistant GM at the University of Oklahoma for basketball.
This blew me away.
Steph Curry is the assistant GM at Davidson. So they're doing the same role. And I, you know, they haven't really kind of, we don't know exactly what the GMs do. And it's not like the same. They're going out and finding players. There's no doubt about that. They're dealing with a lot of money.
Michael Lombardi.
But what does the assistant GM do? Is that a fundraising
right. is
job?
Is that a Zoom call that you make of your Steph?
Yeah. I mean, he's probably not flying out to, you know, North Carolina on the weekends to, you know, to kind of handle some business. But, yeah, I assume it's a Zoom call here or there because I would not imagine that their teams would be remotely okay with them doing a whole lot of legwork. It's probably a fundraiser. Hey, you know, come play golf with me if you're Steph, and then you donate $50,000 to the NIL fund or something.
Like the president emeritus. It's like, yeah, they're just kind of...
They're just kind of there.
It's a role. It's a title. But in reality, we're just trying to align Trae Young with the university for recruiting purposes.
I'm sure it's fundraising of some kind, but like, I don't know, like this is weird. It's like, you're taking a lot of time. How much time are you dealing with this? If you're Steph, your career's on the way out. It's like, oh, you're setting up for the next thing.
Yeah. You made 12 threes.
You made 12 threes. Out of night. You're cooked. I mean, Steph would have been 13.
I hate the Hawks. Whenever I hear Trae Young and the Hawks, I'm sick of it. I was a little intrigued with Quinn Snyder going over there. I was one of those teams. They should just wipe out of the league. Just, get rid of them.
The Atlanta teams in general, kind of annoying. Braves can be a little annoying.
I grew up on the Braves. I can't hate on them.
No, back in the day, I'm talking about this current version of the Braves. I find them a little annoying. And the Falcons are just irritating.
What do you find annoying about them?
I don't like them.
You don't like Ozzy or Ronald?
No, I don't like Acuna.
Really?
Yeah. And I mean, like,
Olson.
No, yeah, I don't like Spencer Strider. He annoys me
really?
A little bit. Yeah, a little bit.
He's a big dumpy for a little guy.
Well, then you would like him, yeah. I get. But yeah.
All right, another Atlanta story. Chris Haynes, NBA insider dealing with home invasion, legal home invasion.
Yeah, look, squatters are a big problem. We know this. We've talked about it here on the show. It's been a little while, I feel like, since we've had I feel like some of that's died down a little bit, or at least the coverage of it has. It doesn't feel like we get a new story every other day or every other week.
This feels like something that Trump would have and should be wiping out.
Squatting?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know
how did this get started? I still don't understand.
Don't understand how you do it. You just you enter somebody's home and just stay there. If I get home today and if I come back from work this morning and Sarah's already gone, there's somebody in my house. I can't get him out.
Right.
So
legally, I'm not allowed to get him out, even though I live there.
That should be a bad payoff for one of us.
This is
you gotta
Texas.
Squat.
You got a what?
You got to squat one of the other people's home.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing.
How long can I stay in RJ Choppy's house before he notices me?
Well, no, you got to go to a random stranger. That's the fun of it. So, see if you got possibly shot.
And the issue here is that a lot of times it happens with Airbnbs, I guess. So when you rent it out, then somebody just never leaves and goes, no, I actually made an agreement with them to rent this property like moving forward. And they're like, no, they didn't. It's like, well, that's a dispute that has to go to court now because they're going to claim that there's legal documents. So the police say, we can't actually do anything about it because it's a legal dispute that has to be settled in the court at that point. It's a dumb loophole.
So it's a loophole about you're arguing that you're continuing to pay me rent?
It's that they've made some sort of an agreement and the police can't like run through the paperwork to see
it has to start with like, a relationship agreement that you know of.
Or just somebody has
started.
That's how they most frequently start. This one with Chris Haynes, I have no idea. He didn't get into the details of how exactly, I don't know if he knew, how they ended up in there. So this is a house in Atlanta. He lives in Sacramento. This is his house in Atlanta that he has.
Why would you live in Sacramento?
I don't know, but Atlanta is...
I'm a big A's fan.
He got a house there so that his daughters, who were going to school around there, could have somewhere to live. And so they were not in the area. They were going back, and when they were going back, a realtor called them and said, hey, I just want you to know, there's somebody that's been driving your car around that's at the house and have been standing there. He's like, I have no idea who that is. So this is when he said he hopped on a plane. He was going to Atlanta. He was going to go deal with this. He's like, I'm not going to have my daughters walk up on this.
Yeah.
So Chris Haynes is heading out there, and this was when he was told by Atlanta police what exactly squatting is.
Well, when I arrived, I contacted local authorities, Atlanta authorities, and I told them, I said, hey, can you have someone meet me at my place? I need to get some people out. And I was not familiar with the term squatting. I didn't know what that was. And so the police were the ones that were telling me, oh, you got squatters in your house? It was like, I was like, yeah. He was like, okay, well, you'll just have to take them to court. I'm like, what you mean take them to court? It's like, yeah, well, you know, they'll probably claim that they're renting the space out to someone. I'm like, they're not renting the space out to anyone. I'm the owner. What you talking about? I got the paperwork to show I'm the owner of this house. What you mean take them? I was like, listen, I said, officers, I'm going to my house and I'm getting them out. Now, y'all can come over.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Here, meet me like I'm asking, like I'm requesting of you, but it's going down tonight. They're getting out my house.
And he continued on. He said the police showed up. They didn't do anything. And right away, the people that were in the house were like, nope, we're renting this. We've made an agreement. And Chris Ayan said, you have 1 hour to get out of my house. And he turned over to the cops and he told them, okay, guys, I understand you said you're not going to do anything about this, so you can hang around if you like. I'm taking them out of that house in 1 hour. And the cops kind of hung around for a little bit. And he said after an hour, they did bail out of there. They left. And when he walked in, he said the house was destroyed. There was dog feces everywhere all over the house. They had just been wrecking the house while they had been staying there. But he's like, at least they got out, I guess. And so now he's having to clean it up and get everything figured out.
I love the term squatter's rights. You don't have any rights. You're there illegally.
You're trespassing.
You're in my house. You're trespassing. About you don't have any rights. What are we talking about squatter's rights?
I hope suckers and losers.
I hope squatting is not legal in Texas. It feels very un-Texas like to be able to let someone get away with that crap.
Yeah, it's just like a dumb loophole that somebody's exploited where it's like, well, you know, how could, because there could be an instance where somebody's saying, I own the house, kick him out. And there really is somebody who has paperwork, and it does have to be, if there's ever been landlord disputes. But now you have people just taking advantage of it where it's
totally clear they're not there. How has this not resulted in shootings? If I walk in my house armed and I see random people in there, how does that not happen or result in gunfire?
It has in a couple instances. Sure, we've seen a couple stories of people. And I think one of them got prosecuted for shooting the squatters.
Let's move on before I get myself in trouble.
In Texas, it's generous.
There's probably a squatters club out that'll make me go into a community service.
In Texas, according to AI, it is generally illegal and can lead to criminal charges, but they can claim ownership through adverse possession if they meet specific requirements, like continuous, open, and exclusive possession for a certain period and potentially paying property taxes. So, like, if they just move in, like, if you have a rental property, they just move in and they just stay there for X amount of time. You don't even know it. They could theoretically just take ownership of the home.
And they have to pay property tax.
They would have to pay the property taxes.
Well, Sean, it's your worst nightmare because we have a situation from Atolo. The 940 says, squatters live in my friend's house that we built in college. They've been in there since 2023 and still can't get them out. Authorities won't do anything. No rent has been paid in years. This is in Denton.
Dude. What the heck? Let's move on. Seriously. 877-881-1053. Franklin Frankel, injury attorney text line. We're going to have a Tolo ticket giveaway to hook you up with momentarily. The most local segment in radio, the Neighborhood Watch, is coming up. Mike Florio at 8 o'clock. But we have an NBA, or sorry, basketball. It's not the NBA. It's a basketball Hall of Fame announcement.
Yes. Carmelo Anthony. He has been inducted or will be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame, 10-time All-Star. I've actually got no problem with this. And I know the Basketball Hall of Fame means absolutely nothing. But this is like the most, this is the probably the best U.S. Olympian from a basketball perspective, you know, that we've had recently.
Yeah.
And then.
Just because he's played so much.
He's played a lot. Yeah. He's played a lot. He's done generally pretty well. He's played well with the Olympic team. And then, you know, he had kind of like a dirty college title, too. His college championship at Syracuse was, it's viewed very highly because, like, he was the main.
I was like, Dirk won a college title?
No. Okay. Like, so Dirk's Mav title,
yeah,
and Carmelo's Syracuse title, you know, it wasn't just him. Like, they had, like, Keem Warrick on the team. That was a good team.
Yeah, that was a good team. It was a good team. Keem Warrick, Jerry McNamara. They had good players.
That's not Jerry.
Jerry McNamara was a good player.
Let Jerry, Mr. 5'9". Okay, let's just not talk about Jerry McNamara. But,
well, look, let's have fun with this. Let's separate Olympics and college. Yeah. I always like to just make it NBA Hall of Fame. If it was just Carmelo Anthony is an NBA Hall of Famer, are you signing off on that?
Just of NBA. Probably not.
Probably not.
I mean, I don't know. Like, would you?
I would probably say yes.
I'd have to go.
All right, Carmelo or Westbrook?
There's a lot of similarities.
I mean, both of them should go in. Probably
Carmelo. But you agree.
Probably
both,
Carmelo.
You agree both should go in.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Carmelo's 12th all-time in scoring. He made 10 all-star teams. Yeah. He was 6-time all-NBA.
Carmelo was just one of those guys where it felt like he wasn't team conducive enough to ever win the championship, but he'll go. He's one of these guys who the players love. You know, the line probably most often used with Melo is he's going to get you. He gets buckets.
He does.
He's going to get you a bucket whenever. He was monster. Problem to deal with in the post. He can hit the mid range. Now he's going to shoot all the shots.
Yeah,
as Phil Jackson had a problem with in New York. But I would say, Carmelo Anthony, to me, I know you're going to argue with this. All right, rank these three.
Okay.
I know. I think I know who you have third. Carmelo, Ginobili, Tony Parker.
Ugh.
Right, because Ginobili and Parker are in.
Yeah, Carmelo, Parker, Ginobili.
Like, Carmelo is better than the other two.
Okay.
He's less Hall of Fame worthy than the other two.
Why?
Because he's a loser. Like, because he's a loser. He's a loser.
And okay, well, I mean, I think you should expound upon that point. It's a strong take.
Well, he's lost everywhere he goes. Like, that's the best way I could put it. he's lost everywhere he goes. Like, I would put, if I had to say, who am I starting my team with? It's 100% Carmelo Anthony. Who am I putting in the Hall of Fame? It's those two versus Carmelo, over our Carmelo.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, Carmelo is objectively better, and they're objectively more Hall of Fame worthy to me.
Okay.
Oh, no. Ginobili, I don't care. They're
you don't like
be...
him because he played for the Spurs.
It's literally got nothing to do with the Spurs. It's literally got everything to do with, like, he was basically a career sixth man reserved. He played 29 minutes a game, like, his whole career, and he was never, like, I never saw that guy play and was like, holy cow, how do you stop Manu? He had some clunky ways that he played. He helped with the Euro step becoming really big in the NBA.
Is the Euro step.
Yeah, it's a big part of the, but
who
he is,
did
no.
he... Who started in front of him? Because I think a lot of Spurs fans would come back with the argument of, well, Manu volunteered to come off the bench. He should have been and could have been the two. Was it Bowen?
Probably
Bowen.
Was he
backing up Bowen? Steven Jackson was there for a second. I don't want to get my timelines mixed up, but I don't know if it's because
I don't consider him a sixth man.
Well, I think that is the crux of the Ginobili argument. Was he really a six man or was he not a six man? He volunteered to be a six man.
I don't think Jason Terry is a six man either. He played. He came off the bench a lot.
Ginobili for his career, he started 349 out of 1,057 games. So 70% of the time he was coming off the bench. He averaged for his career 25 minutes a game.
Wow. I think Carmelo, he's an all time scorer, but You weren't going to win a championship with him. You're not going to win a championship with Westbrook. You know, the other add-on, and I searched two different articles for this. I'm like, why didn't they announce the whole class? You know who got thrown into this announcement, like, on the side? And he's not even officially in the announcement. You know who else is in this class?
So, Dwight Howard.
Dwight Howard.
Sue Bird.
Dwight Howard, Sue Bird. They just, like, are they not officially announced yet?
They're just finalists. They haven't announced anybody
then
else
Then why did
yet.
Carmelo's come out? You're supposed to announce the whole class. Like, the whole class is supposed to be official. But my point is Dwight Howard on a lower tier? How do you feel about Dwight Howard, NBA Hall of Famer?
Oh, I like Carmelo better. Okay. I would put Carmelo ahead. Although I guess, Dwight did make a finals.
Dwight made a finals. Dwight was Defensive Player of the Year 3 times.
Yeah.
What's his career numbers?
15 points, 11.8 rebounds, 2 blocks.
And it felt like Dwight Howard in his prime was more than that. What was he in Orlando, his points high?
So, yeah. The L.A. trade destroyed him. After that, he was never the same player again. While he was in Orlando for 8 years, he averaged 18 points, 13 rebounds, and 2.5 blocks.
Again, one of those guys where it's like individual freak, but he never had enough to reach like that Shaq level. I don't know whether it was want to. He didn't have enough of an offensive game developed, but he's kind of like the Russell Westbrook of bigs for me. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Freak player. I'm not trusting him, like, as a franchise guy to win the championship. He's going to compile all the numbers and all the stats. He should probably be in, but I would have Melo over him. But I just was like, okay, Dwight Howard, he kind of got thrown to the side here.
I think Dwight Howard, when he was at his best, like 07, 08, 09, like around there, Dwight Howard in that era is better than Carmelo was. At whatever Carmelo Speak was. Carmelo's the
Because Dwight most- went to a finals with a lesser team than Melo ever. Denver had some talent on that squad.
They did.
Now, there was some older talent. Like, Iverson was considered starting to get washed up. They had Kenyon Martin. I got to go look up who else they had.
Yeah, Dwight had, he had Turkoglu. He had
Nelson.
Lewis. I mean, Jameer Nelson.
Ugly team.
Rashard Lewis was there.
Yep.
They had their moments. The East sucked. Too then.
Yeah, that, I mean, that's a.
The East was garbage.
That's a team I view as Dwight Howard, like, taking them to the
final. That was a lot of people viewed that Orlando loss by LeBron, that was one of the catalysts for eventually he was like, I got to get out of here. Like, I got to get out of Cleveland. I got to go to Miami because they're never going to put a team around me.
All right. So there it is. Little hoops action with some barroom debates.
By the way, the other finalists, you said Dwight Howard, Sue Bird, Maya Moore, Mark Few, the Gonzaga coach, Billy Donovan.
Like, Sue Bird. Is probably
she's
the number one most accomplished of all them.
Of all these players,
I'm assuming she has championships. I don't know. Reggie.
She's like 4 in college or whatever. And then the entire 08 US Olympics men's basketball team. So like the team is gonna go in, just like the team itself. They're not individually gonna go in, they're gonna go in as a unit.
That's so
nice.
Is that
the redeem team? That's the redeem
team. That's the redeem
team.
That's sweet. That's nice. I like that. Everybody gets a trophy.
That's so stupid. God, that is so stupid.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table. And Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, it's Jim Costa with Cash the Ticket. Mike Valeni and I are all over the tournament again this March. Breakdowns of every region and every game, who are the Cinderellas, and which team's cutting down the nets. Subscribe and listen to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app, wherever you get your podcasts.